Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spoler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one thing that impresses me these days in the world of wine is that we don't have to spend a lot of money to get access to really well-made wine.
Yep.
Some of the things that are considered entry level years ago would be considered reserve level.
You're probably right.
You know, some really nice juice out there. And you found a winemaker, as I had, in Argentina last week.
Right.
Susana Balbo, very well-known
This name. Is, yes, yeah, Susana Balbo, she's actually one of the most important winemakers in Argentina. She's Argentina's first female winemaker, and her family-run winery is located in the Mendoza region, which is really right at the foothills of the Andes Mountains range. The place was started in 1999, so it's relatively new operation. She produces wine in four separate levels. Nosotros, Susana Balboa's signature, Crios, which is sort of the entry level, and then the Ben Marco wines, which are all focused on more the terroir.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure actually to meet her and sample with her almost 20 years ago, and I have been a follower ever since. So, good producer. This show is about the Crios line, which is the, sort of the entry level, and this features some of the best values in wine on the market today, as far as I'm concerned. I tried the 2024 Malbec, the 2022 Cabernet, and the 2024 Torrontes. These are all line priced at $14.99, so you can see the value is there. First, the 2022 Cabernet Sauvignon. It's pretty classic, deep scarlet with cherry, berry, and plum of flavors and aromas with appealing currant note and just a touch of oak. This is a very approachable red, which will pair well with foods from burgers to grilled meats. I don't think I'd go as far as pizza, but you know, it's got a nice savory character to it. It delivers way more than you expect for the $14.99 price point. Argentina's most important red wine is without a doubt Malbec. It's usually a blending red in most of the world. A standalone, Malbec is the signature red wine of Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
The Crios 2024 Malbec is a textbook example in aromas of cherry, violets, spice, and a hint of tobacco. The wine is fruity and rounded, hedonistically pleasing, and flexible enough to pair with a large variety of foods. And then last but not least was the 2024 Crios Torrontes. Torrontes is a white grape indigenous to Argentina, and it's a perfect white for spring or summer. Extremely aromatic, with flavors and aromas of lemon, peach, rose petal, and citrus. The wine is typically light to medium-bodied, usually quite dry, and pairs well with spicy curries, Chinese, Thai cuisine.
No kidding.
As well as, I really think it would work well with there, as well as pork and chicken dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I frequently look at the tasting notes supplied by the suppliers after I have tasted the wines just to compare notes, and rarely have I so completely agreed with the producer's comments. The Torrontes showcases aromas of citrus, passion fruit, lychee, and white flowers. Pretty nice combination.
Yeah.
Smelling the wine, just like it's like you stepped into an exotic tropical garden breaking into full bloom.
Oh, boy.
Great producer, Susana Balboa. Because the Torrontes was just so interesting, that is my wine of the week.
Oh, we got to get and try them. I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.